Hello again from the Mattoon Public Library. This is Carl Walworth, the Library Director, and welcome to our third weekly podcast that helps us to promote the vision of our Library Board, which is to spark ideas, enrich lives, and strengthen our community. Many weeks we are going to reach out into the community and show people, places, and things in and around Mattoon. Today we are looking inward, and we're talking with Stacy Fetters, who has been on our library staff here for how many years, Stacy?
5 years.
For 5 years. Thank you for all your hard work. Stacy's been on the staff here for 5 years, and recently, within the last month or so, she attended the Book Expo America event in New York City, down in Manhattan. And she also attended the American Library Association event in Chicago a few weeks after that. So we're going to talk with Stacy a little bit about those events and what she learned and what she brings back to Mattoon with her. We're also going to talk about one of our library programs, our Homebound program, and talk a little about her favorite author, or one of her favorite authors. She has many. So Stacy, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start, Stacy, and talk a few minutes about Book Expo America, which I understand is an international event. Why you went, why you chose to go, and some of the things you you learned.
Well, my first experience with Book Expo America was last year. They branched out and they went to Chicago, and that was my first time going. I brought home close to over 100 books. I talked to a lot of different publishers. They gave me business cards, maybe contacting them about getting discounts on books for the library, cheaper discounts on computerware, software, and things like that. And then this year I traveled all the way to New York to do the same thing. And it's a conference for people who are in the industry, librarians, booksellers, teachers. And what you do is you go and learn about all the new publishing houses, find out the new popular books that they're pushing, and meet authors and talk to them as well.
That must be interesting to meet some different authors of different backgrounds. Do you have an experience or two, or an author or two that you liked or really got a lot from?
The author that I was really excited to meet was Leigh Bardugo. She wrote Six of Crows, which is a teen novel, and we do own it up here in the library. But she was just, you just meet so many authors. They're all down to earth, and they're so excited that you're excited, and you do find yourself fangirling over these authors.
Very good. And so you learn a little about the industry as well, and then you bring that back and apply it to the local library.
I do. I partner with Jasmine, and we talk about all the new hot teen titles that are coming out within the next year. We also learn about how to bring people in, how to get reluctant readers to actually read, and then move up a genre when they're of age.
Now, 100 books, are those, how long will it take you to read 100 books? Maybe I shouldn't ask that, but you brought those books back for yourself,
right? I did. I was going to fly out to New York, and I didn't because of the price of shipping hundreds of books home. But I probably would read them this year. Yeah. So far, I think I've read 110 books so far this year.
Good. Now, is the event in Chicago similar to that, or is it? Does it have some different approaches?
It's very similar to the one that was held in New York. The only difference between BEA, which is Book Expo America, and ALA, is they have a lot more vendors for furniture, updated information for computer software, new computers for patron use, and things like that.
Yeah, good. Did you bring books home from Chicago as well?
I did. The final count, I think, was 135 for that one.
Yeah, good. Stacy, tell us about your favorite author and one of his favorite books.
My favorite author of all time is Chuck Palahniuk. He released a book, Fight Club, in the 90s. It was turned to a huge production, and it's just so off the wall and weird that it has to be one of my favorites.
Do you have another favorite or two you'd like to mention?
My favorite, that's an adult author. My favorite teen author has to be Marissa Meyer. She wrote a cyborg-like retelling of Cinderella, and we do own that here, too. and it's called Cinder.
Let's talk for a minute about and turn to the Mattoon Public Library. We have a variety of programs for all ages, and we're looking to expand our program lineup to where we can reach out into the community more. One program that we've had for a while is called our Homebound Program, which is designed for people who can no longer get to the library, either temporarily or maybe more than temporarily, and still love books. And so those people can reach out to us, to Stacy here at the library, and tell us about how you go about finding books that suit their interest.
I usually get a phone number and I call them. I either talk to them personally or I talk to a sibling, their daughters or sons, and then I find out what kind of author is their absolute favorite. And then I branch off of that, and I just go look to see what is similar to what they actually love to read. But it's mostly me talking to them and getting to know their personality, getting to know what they absolutely love to do before they actually were shut-ins.
So you get a chance to do some research.
I do.
And you get a chance to learn some new books.
New books. I make new friends. They might be a little older than me, but age doesn't matter to me.
And then you select, they can select the books, or we will select them for them, either way.
Yes.
And they could also, could they be audio books, for example, if
they
people don't
be,
read as well?
Yes, they could be audio books. They could be movies. Sometimes they do have devices where we can set up the 3M app for them. I will go to their apartment house and then show them how to use the app on a device.
And the 3M app, for those of you who may not know, is a way that you can check out ebooks through the library and use your library card. So you can have ebooks at no charge and use the service here at the library. And so they can have an ebook or an audio book or an old-fashioned book.
I
guess it's not old-fashioned, but it's a one where it's on paper.
Yeah. Yes.
And then, so we select the books, or they select the books, and then they are delivered by, I believe, a volunteer.
Volunteer who works for the Rotary of Mattoon. He comes every Thursday, so if you're on Homebound, you get to see him every Thursday between 5 and 6:30.
And people have the books for as long as they need.
As long as they need. And if it's from a different library, I contact the library and tell them this is for a Homebound service. So that means that they'll let me renew items that don't have renewals on them, and then they'll also waive fines for that item if it's overdue.
Great. So if you know someone in your family or otherwise who would enjoy having books from the library, who is unable to get into the library for whatever reason, have them contact Stacy at 234-2621, or they could email Stacy, STACY, at mattoonlibrary.org. And she'll be in contact with you, and we'll get you set up for the Homebound program. As Stacy mentioned, the books are delivered on Thursdays each week. We just delivered today. We happen to be taping this on a Thursday, and so we delivered 7 books today to Homebound residents in and around Mattoon. So, good. Now, Stacy, when you read 100 books, you have to have a lot of favorites. So I'm going to wrap this up and give you a chance to name. You've named a few.
Yes.
One more that you like that somebody else might like.
We're going to go with a classic. My absolute favorite classic is Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. So go out, check that out. Check out all the other books. We own all of them. So.
Good.
Yes.
If you have questions or comments for myself or Stacy, contact us here at the library. Stacy, thanks for being with us today, and I hope you all will check in again next week for the podcast from the Mattoon Public Library.